I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. In states like New Mexico, with large, low-income populations, businesses selling short-term loans are everywhere. And advocates for the poor say these so-called payday loan stores often prey on their customers. Three Democrats in the U.S. Senate want to know why the director of the Trump administration's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has delayed Obama-era regulations on payday loans. The Democrats sent a letter to the agency with their questions last week, but have not received specific answers. Roz Brown has more.
Senators Elizabeth Warren, Jeff Merkley, and Richard Blumenthal recently sent a letter to Mick Mulvaney asking why he has proposed to delay rules to rein in payday loans and drop lawsuits against payday lenders. Ricardo Quinto with the Center for Responsible Lending says often consumers getting payday loans become trapped in a vicious circle of debt.
About 70 to 75% of profits that they make is not on the person that goes and takes one loan and pays it back. They make those profits on the person that goes, takes a loan, can pay it back, has to take another loan to pay the first loan, can pay it back.
The mission of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau when it was created in 2010 was to protect Americans from lenders and debt collectors who prey on people with financial difficulties. I'm Roz Brown.
Tuesday, June 5th is primary day in New Mexico. Five candidates are vying for the Republican nomination for District 2, the seat currently held by Republican Steve Pierce. KRWG recently held a forum to meet the candidates. This is part one of a three-part series. Today, the candidates discuss immigration. The following feature was produced by KRWG intern Kirsten Rogers.
Jack Valpato.
I think we need to vet people before they get here. We need to have centers of immigration in other countries that we feel that are safe and we want them to immigrate from. For example, put one in Mexico at the border at Juarez, or somewhere down in central Mexico or Guatemala, and have these immigration centers and basically have people apply for immigration there and have them vetted before they ever cross our borders, before they ever got a student visa or a work visa. We do things backwards right now. We let them come to our country and then we start the vetting process and then the citizenship process. That should start on the other side of the border.
Monty Newman.
First of all, I believe in an immigration system that works for the country because I think immigration into our country is paramount to our success. I believe that the system should be legal and should be adhered to. I personally favor a merit-based system in the country. I don't believe the chain migration or the visa lottery system is working for the country. I think that the needs of the country and its citizenry should come first. I think that's first and foremost in any application of immigration law that we have in this country. There is no doubt this country was built through immigration. It's expanded and it's grown to its greatness through immigration. And I believe in a strong legal immigration policy within the country.
Gavin Clarkson.
I stand firmly with President Trump with the notion that immigration has to be based on what is in the best interest of America. We have to be putting Americans first. We need to make sure that the rule of law applies. We have to be a nation of laws, and that means that people need to follow the rules. When my students cheat, I fail them. They don't get the prize at the end. The same thing should be the case with immigration. Now, dreamers who served honorably in the military, I would be willing to make an exception for, but those aren't the ones we're worried about. We're worried about the people who are a danger to good-working, hard-working Americans. So we should absolutely stand with the president, repeal chain migration, repeal the visa lottery, but we shouldn't have a path to citizenship. Maybe we can have a path to residency for those people who make sense for the American economy.
Claiborne Griffin.
Right now, a lot of people are taking 15 years or so just to get through the legal process. So obviously, when you have a system that's so broken, that's going to result in this black market of smuggling people across the border. We're creating a distraction from the real problems with border security. We spend about $1 billion, I think, a year detaining and apprehending families, working families, and sending them back, whenever what we want to be focusing on is crime and drugs and human trafficking. And so we have to fix the immigration system to make it easier for good people, working people, to come here. And I think it's disingenuous to say, to call this chain migration, when what it really is families rejoining each other. And I think that we are supposed to be the party of family values and to be a party that's tearing families apart is disgraceful.
Yvette Harrell.
America has to come first, and what we have to protect is New Mexico from becoming a sanctuary state. We can't let short-term fixes like DACA become long-term solutions because it doesn't work that way. We need a Congress that's going to act and take action. We need to give the Border Patrol the tools they need, but we also need to be looking at the laws that are on the book and enforcing them. So we have to look at revising the law, enforcing the law, and quit trying to get away from utilizing a short-term fix for a long-term solution. We have to get rid of the chain migration. There's no doubt about it. We have to instill a program that'll allow people who want to move to our nation and go through the process legally, let them do so, but to let them into this nation and take advantage of the assets that we have here, the programs we have here, is wrong on every level, and we have to put America first.